Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking about rebuilding the mama cow herd with Don Close in just a moment.
If you own horses or other livestock that you keep in a barn, you need to hear this message. If your horses or cattle could talk, they'd probably be saying, dust, flies, heat, oh my. Why not install a Simply Cool Atomizer misting fan? The only one of its kind. Clears dust, prevents flies, lowers the temp. It doesn't drip or get your livestock wet. For information about this revolutionary new misting fan, call 405-241-9937 or go to simplycoolsolutions.com.
W.D. Bentley ushered in Cooperative Extension for Oklahoma. 100 years later, OSU wheat researchers have introduced a new bread wheat variety as its namesake, one that brings resilience to grazing, drought, spring freezes, and soil acidity. Bentley posted 7 years of top-tier yield performance in university trials and offers award-winning commercial baking quality. Bentley provides a unique blend of genetics from Texas and from Kansas Overly Variety with OSU's true grazing grain breeding stamped in. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
Don Close with Robo AgriFinance says we are continuing to rebuild the U.S. mama cow herd, although beef cow slaughter is up. And Don says there's a couple things going on when you look underneath the hood at that beef cow slaughter number going up in recent weeks.
You know, first half of the year, we were consistently running 1% to 2.5% over a year ago. Was a surprise, but not a deal breaker by any sense. Now suddenly we look up here and we've got week over week cow slaughter consistently running 10% over a year ago. And, you know, what's changed here? As I talk with different producers, different cow processors, I think there's two things have gone on. First off, the number of people who just retained that cow or even went and bought an old cow and took her back home looking to get 1 to 2 years out of her, those cows that would have been a part of the mix for the previous 2 years are part of the slaughter mix.
They're showing up.
They're showing up. The other one that I think is just a timeline, but if you take the first really aggressive calf retention in 2014, and you look at the life cycle of that heifer is now matured, calving. As those 14 heifers are now fully entering the cow herd, they're replacing a lot of those cows that bought extra days. So I think those are the two drivers providing an explanation.
Don Close adds that dairy cow slaughter really has not picked up dramatically thus far in 2016. Given all of that, where do we stand on actually rebuilding the herd eventually? How big do we need for the mama cow herd to be?
When this whole rally started back in, late 13, 14, everybody was trying to come out with a projection of just how, okay, expansion is finally here. How big can it be? Mm-hmm. And, you know, my early number was something between 32 and 33 million on beef cow numbers. With the econometric modeling that we're doing, we've really revised that back. And we're looking for, in 2018, 2019, we're looking for a beef cow number at 31.2 million. So we've trimmed that back pretty hard. The real limitation for us is not the ability for available space for production, the confined cow piece that I've written and talked so much about. Those aren't the issues. Our real limitation is if we have total per capita protein availability, consumption in this 200 to 205 pound area, 90 plus pounds of broilers, 48 to 50 pounds of pork, and beef something between 54 and 56 pounds, we just really run into a cap of how much per capita consumption we can expect. All right, so then that leaves one last point. To date, on a volume basis, not a value, but volume basis, the U.S. has never exceeded 11% of production in exports. As we see it, the real linchpin in the whole marketplace moving forward is we really have to focus and drive those exports in excess of 11%.
That'll largely determine how big the cow herd has to ultimately be.
That will ultimately drive what our cow herd capability limitations are, profitability throughout the sector. There's certainly more inherent volatility and risk when you're dealing with international issues and animal health, all of those things. But that's really where the make or break point going forward is. We've got to export.
Talking about the size of our U.S. beef cow herd now and down the road. That's Don Close with Rabo AgriFinance. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.